It's time for I Ain't Never Won Nothing Yet, 695-1620. 695-1620, we'll be giving away a prize, hopefully, to someone who hasn't won anything, you know, like in a while.
I feel good about this. Somebody will win.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right, so couple of things here. I don't know who the gentleman was, and Tom, you now must be the spokesperson for the game of golf.
Okay, I will be.
I haven't played golf in decades, and, you know, I didn't get it. You, who still enjoys golf and watching golf and playing golf.
Played just the other day.
Now, I want you to respond to Chase. I don't know what the gentleman's name was who was speaking at.
It was Daryl Lovelett. He's the Parks and Rec Director for the City of Bronx.
Parks and Rec Director. He was speaking to council. Are you able to pull his quote out that you have there? This now, Tom, I don't know if you heard this or not, discussing the revenue curve at Bryan Muni is headed in the wrong direction.
Okay.
And so these are things that they're considering or already doing to entice people to come play golf.
So some of the 18 initiatives on that where it's okay not to keep score. It's okay to throw your ball out of the bunker after the first try. If you don't like the ball behind that tree or behind that rock, move it. Don't be frustrated. Enjoy the game.
Okay.
He was serious, right?
Yeah. Well, yes, he is. That's why I guess.
The only thing I can think that he's saying this for is to speed things up. I can see that where if people get, you know, disenamored by slow play at times, especially on weekends. Yeah, I could say, you know, the things that you're saying would speed up play, but they're also against the rules.
Has Muni become suddenly this pit of angry, frustrated golfers? Is that what we're dealing with here?
Now, as far as, you know, moving the ball, you know, giving yourself a little bit better lie, amateurs do that, okay? Do that, and, you know, as long as you're not playing in a tournament or something like that, I guess it's okay. But throwing the ball out of your sand trap after the first try.
I just heard that. I thought Tom would probably like to comment on that. There are probably golfers out there.
I mean, you know what he's saying. I mean, you know, I'd bowl a lot better.
Hang on a second. Yeah, you bowl.
I'd bowl a lot better if I, you know, walked
on every frame.
Yeah, or walked halfway up the aisle. You know.
All right, who's this?
My name's Mike. How you doing?
All right, Mike. What's your last name?
Fishner.
What do you do, Mike?
I work at NOV Rolligan.
What is that? What do y'all do there?
We make fracking equipment.
Oh, hey, that's pretty popular nowadays, isn't it?
Very popular.
Well, excuse me, they're selling a lot of it. I don't know if it's popular. There's some people who don't like it. But anyway, that's another day. All right, we're going to do this today. We're going to give you multiple choice trivia, okay? I'm going to give you a trivia question, and then I'm going to give you three answers. And you pick the right answer, and you'll win tickets to Schlitterbahn. All right, so here we go. Before the hit TV show Dallas hit the air, it had a working title. What was the working title? Was it Texas Country, Houston, or Dallas, Texas, USA? What was the working title of the TV show Dallas before it hit the air? Was it Texas Country, Houston, or Dallas, Texas, USA?
Texas Country.
Nope, it was Houston. But thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate you playing. All right, there we go. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
No, I don't think I knew that.
I found that to be somewhat interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
but it was going to be in the city of Dallas. That's really strange.
Yeah, I know. Well, okay, and then we have the story of the Einstein this morning who broke into the off-duty police officer's truck.
Uh-huh.
And I guess, you know, maybe he didn't have a decal that said, don't do this. This is owned by an off-duty Bryan police officer. But that ended up being kind of exciting. Had like a chase times two. not the chase we have here.
No,
right.
The other one. Yeah, officer ran out of his shoes. And I didn't know until you had the story here that, in fact, the city of Santonia has a Texas A&M and a UT?
Yes.
Well, I guess I didn't know that.
Hmm.
The governor was there, apparently.
Really?
Saying, I don't have time to talk about menial stuff like presidents of universities.
Hmm.
Have a state to run.
That seems odd.
Really? Yeah. What's the A&M?
Maybe it's Texas A&M San Antonio. Yeah, which is a pretty neat name.
Yeah.
Didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't know. I wonder where it's located.
We're here to help
you. It's in San Antonio.
Well, I know, but San Antonio is a big city. I was just wondering what part of town
it is. It is, however, not like the Northeast Iowa Community College. Approximately 300 Northeast Iowa Community College graduates saw a misspelling after they walked across the stage at commencement ceremonies last week. The cover of the diploma said,
oh, no.
Northwest Iowa Community College. They went with the M instead of the W. A spokesperson said the printing error was not discovered until a short time before the ceremony. Well, okay, put duct tape over it. What, you know?
And they even got the direction wrong?
Yeah,
you said,
well,
it's Northeast Community College?
Well, it's just, but they missed the state. No, it said Northeast. No, but it said Ioma.
Oh, okay.
Instead of it's the Fighting Trojans, by the way, in case you're wondering.
Ah.
Hey, and a shout out to a worker who has a monumental task ahead of him. Front page of the paper this morning is a guy named Justin George.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen Justin, apparently works for the Zone Club.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a power washer,
I guess
just your basic power washer. And they got him washing the benches at Kyle Field.
The aluminum benches, evidently up in the zone area.
Well, I mean, is he going to do the whole stadium? And does he have any help? Because, I mean, it's May. I don't know that he'll get done.
Well, I don't, and you know, my first thought was, does that mean no more birds are going to poop between now and September 4th? Is that right?
Well, that would infer that there's bird poop on the seats. is that where we want to go?
Maybe they're going to put a sign out for the birds, you know. So, you know,
yeah, off limits?
Off limits, yeah.
Sure, that'll work. Anyway, Justin,
good job,
I mean, you know.
Yeah, we'll see you again in August. Yeah,
as we were discussing, don't look behind you.
Yeah.